Okay. The pasuk says again in this week's parsha, Kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzavcha hayom tishmu la'asos. All of the mitzvah that I command you to do, you should do. Laman techayun revisam, that you should live, and all good things will happen to you. Right? Comes Rashi. Rashi quotes a beautiful medrash haggadah, a powerful medrash haggadah on this pasuk. What does it mean? Kol ha-mitzvah, all of the mitzvah. Just say ha-mitzvah, the mitzvah. What does it mean? All the mitzvah. So listen to what Rashi says. Im haschalta b'mitzvah gemor osa. If you start a mitzvah, you must finish it. She'ena nikreis el al shem hagomra. It is only called after the person who finishes it. How do I know that the mitzvah is called after the person who finishes it? Because it says in Sefer Yehoshua, v'yas atzmos Yosef asher ha'alu b'nei Yisrael mimitzrayim kavru b'shchem. The bones of Yosef that b'nei Yisrael took out of Mitzrayim, they buried in Shchem. Who took the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim? We know this. The Gemara says that Moshe specifically spent time when the rest of Bnei Yisrael were going around getting gold and silver from the Mitzrayim. Moshe was going to get the bones of Yosef. V'halo Moshe levado nisasek behem la'osam. Why shouldn't Moshe get the credit of taking the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim? Says Rashi, el lefi shelo hispik legomra v'gamru Yisrael. Because who finished the mitzvah? Bnei Yisrael. Moshe didn't finish it at the end of the day. Bnei Yisrael finished the mitzvah. Nikreis al shom, therefore they get the credit. This idea of Rashi is found in other places as well. The source is this Gemara in Sota Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Kol ha'osa davar v'lo gamro, whoever does something and doesn't finish it, uva achar v'gamro, another person comes and finishes it, ma'alav ha'kasov al shagamro kilo. So it is as if the person who finishes it did the whole mitzvah himself. Anyone can start the mitzvah. Anyone can start a project or a chesed. The strength is in finishing it. The Gemara says the same thing about Yehuda. Yehuda, his position declined amongst the brothers because he had an idea that he was going to save Yosef, but he ended up not saving Yosef, and therefore he didn't get credit for that as well. There's a Gemara in Tainus. We discuss this by Tubav, and again in the Gemara in Bava Basra, we discuss this on Shabbos. The Gemara says that Tubav is this great simcha for Klal Yisrael, right? So happiest day on the calendar. And the Gemara says, oh, what's so happy about Tubav? Yom Kippur, I get, because we get Shuvah. Hashem forgives us for our sins. What's so great about Tubav? So we gave 6.5 reasons or so. So one of the last reasons was that this is the day that they would finish chopping the wood for the maracha, for the pyres that were used for the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash. Right? And that question is raised, what's so special about finishing the chopping of the wood for the Beis HaMikdash on Tubav? So the answer is because, according to some opinions, is because now they would have free time to learn Torah for the rest of the summer. They would stop at that point because the sun wasn't as powerful, and it wouldn't be able to dry the wood, and the wood wasn't good quality for the Beis HaMikdash after Tu B'Av. However, the Nemuka Yosef writes that the real reason is because it's the completion of the process of a mitzvah. They started the process of chopping the wood so many months ago, and now they completed this very long and arduous mitzvah, and when you finish a mitzvah, and you finish the process of doing something, you should make a suda. You should make a big party, because it's a big simcha when you finish such an amazing thing. He says, that's why Purim is a yom mishta v'simcha neyantif. What's so great about Purim, says Nemuka Yosef? Because that's the day that the Jewish people received the Torah again, bi'ahava. Kimu v'kibla yudim, they accepted the Torah once again to follow the Torah, bi'ahava, with love of Hashem. And therefore, since that was the completion of their Kabbalas HaTorah, we make a big simcha and a big party on Purim as well. This Nemuka Yosef is cited as a halacha in the Rama. The Rama writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah in Yeradan Reish Mem Vav, he says that when a person finishes a big mitzvah, he should make a simcha, you should make a party. This is the halacha. You spent a long time doing a mitzvah, and finally you completed the project, you should make a suda thanking Hashem. And this is side of the halacha regarding making a siyum. This is why we make a siyum when you finish a masechta, learning, because you finish the process of doing a great thing. Based on this Nemuka Yosef, you finish the process, and therefore, one should make a big simcha. There are other areas as well in halacha where this comes up, halacha l'maisa, that the celebration is on the completion, not the start. The Rama writes in Hilchos Shofar, in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Hei, we know that on Rosh Hashanah, the same Baal Tokea blows all 100 the whole day. You don't break it up in the middle. You don't say, maybe two or three people want to split it. That's not what we do. Why? The Rama says, because the person who starts the mitzvah should finish it. The hamasla the mitzvah, omrim lo yigmar. The person who starts the mitzvah, we tell him, finish it. You got to finish the whole process. Also, the Magen Avraham writes in Tafkuf Pei Aleph, by slichos. I know that not always do the women get up for slichos, but the halacha is, the Magen Avraham says, that the person who says slichos for the tzibur, the shliach tzibur in the morning, should also be the Baal Shachris, should be the person who daven Shachris as well. Why? Because he started the mitzvah. He started the davening for the day. He should also finish it as well. The Magen Avraham goes as far to say that even pushes aside someone who has a chiyuv to daven for the amud. Somebody's in the year of Avelis, someone even has a yurt site that day. The Magen Avraham says, the Baal Slichos, the person that said Slichos, pushes aside because he needs to finish his mitzvah as well. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Chesam Bey says, Tichi Chazina Tzur Mim Rabbanan Jishal Masachta, Avidzna Yomatava Rabbanan. They would make a big simcha when the Talmid Chacham would finish their learning as well. Now, it has another area in Halacha regarding Shadchanas. Everyone likes to talk about shadchanas, making shidduchim, but at the end of the day, you got to pay. This is a halach in Shulchan Aruch. Someone makes a shadchan, someone makes a shidduch for you, for your children, you have to pay them. How much you have to pay, that depends on the minhag. And there's all different types of issues that come up. Who gets paid? When do you pay them? All these issues are things found in Choshen Mishpat, the laws of monetary law. The Pischei Tshuva in Kuf Pei Gimel writes the following question. Let's say I suggested the shidduch, and then they went out, and then we fell out, whatever happened, they dropped me as the shadchan, and somebody else helped them take the shidduch to the conclusion. They guided them through and worked on the issues between the families, and they really helped them out to make sure the chassan and kala got to the chuppah. Who gets shadchanas? Who gets paid?
The second person who finishes.
So he says, in such a case, if you have three people, if there's a starter, a middleman, and a closer, for the shadchanas, there were three people who helped him out, a guy at the beginning, the middle, the end. So then you should split it three ways. 33%, which everyone should get equal amounts. He says, if there's two people, though, he says this idea. The first person should get a third of the money. If there's $999, so the first person should get $333. The last person, the second person, should get two-thirds, because he finished the shidduch. That's the accomplishment. Anyone can start the process. Anyone can come up with the idea. But to bring it to the conclusion and to get them there, that is the greatest simcha, and that's the greatest attribute that a person should be rewarded for. The Poel Emes writes that if one suggested a name to only one side, and another shadchan was involved to complete the shidduch, the first shadchan didn't contribute it. Meaning, the person, just because you suggested the name, the person who brings it to the end is the real Baal Simcha over here. There's another beautiful tshuva from Rav Shlomo Kluger. He writes in the Tshuva Tuv Tam V'Das regarding the following shaila. Let's say the father had money and he wanted to write a Sefer Torah. So the Sefer Torah cost $30,000 to write. So the father gave the first $15,000 to the sofer to start writing the Torah, to get him started. And Rachman al-Islam, the father passed away. The children inherited the money from their father, and now they have their father's money. And they said, let's finish the Torah that our father started to write, that he commissioned. And they gave the sofer the other $15,000 to complete the writing of the Sefer Torah. Who gets the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, writing a Sefer Torah? He says, based on this discussion, the children should get the mitzvah, because they're the ones who brought the mitzvah to the completion. Anyone can start the mitzvah. The simcha is in concluding and finishing the mitzvah. Now, there's a question that is asked on this, based in the Shuas Shev Yaakov, in Simon Yud Gimel Chelek Beis. He asked a very powerful question. We say, every morning, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David, right? We have sing a song of praise for the Chanukah Sabayis, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, that was done by David. Asks the Medrash, who built the Beis HaMikdash? Did David build the Beis HaMikdash? Who built the Beis HaMikdash? Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. Shouldn't the Perek in Tehillim say, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis the Shlomo? Shlomo built it. So the Medrash answers as follows. Since David was the one who started the process and laid the plans, therefore he gets credit for it. And Shlomo doesn't get credit. So says the Shev Yaakov, I have a question. Didn't we learn Kol Hamaschal Mitzvah Omrim Lo Yigmor? He's the one who finishes the mitzvah. He gets the schar, the great reward for finishing it. We learned from Moshe and Bnei Yisrael and Rashi in this week's parsha. He leaves it as a tzarachin. He doesn't have an answer. I'm not sure. It's a kasha on the medrash. It goes with this, how it fits with this rule. I just want to end with two more ideas. First of all, what is the principle behind this? And then before that, a beautiful comment on the language that we quoted. Many of the midrashim say, Hamaschal B'mitzvah, Omrim Lo Yigmor. The person who starts the mitzvah, tell him to finish. So there's a beautiful sefer called the Dvash Hasada. So the Dvash Hasada asks the following question. What's this language of Hamaschal B'mitzvah, Omrim Lo Yigmor? Tell him to finish it. Why are we talking to a third party? Right? Your friend started the mitzvah, you should tell him to finish it. The Medrash should talk to the person himself. If you start the mitzvah, you should finish it. What are you talking to my friend for? Talk to me. If you have something to say to me, say it to my face. Tell me I should finish the mitzvah. So he writes beautifully as follows. What happens when a person starts a project, a process, a chesed, a learning, whatever it may be, going to a shir? Eventually the Yetzer Hara picks up and says, I don't like that this person's doing so many mitzvahs, being such a good person. Let's tell the person to relax, don't work so hard. You went to one shir, it's enough. You started the project, you're going to work on your basement, or you're going to organize your closet, or you're going to help this project getting started, you're going to start this foundation, you're going to start a gemach, right? You started, it's enough. It only petered out after 2 months. Whatever, it's enough. You can check it off that you did something nice. The Yetzer Hara tells us to relax and to become complacent and not work so hard. And therefore, it's hard to fight against it. But your friend, your neighbor, your good friend, your family member, do they have the Yetzer Hara? No, because they're not doing the project, and therefore the Yetzer Hara is not fighting against them. They have no Yetzer Hara to not do it, and therefore there's no struggle for them. And therefore the Medrash comes and talks to your friend and says, Hamaschal B'mitzvah, your friend who started the mitzvah, and he can't finish it, he's having trouble, he needs chizik. Omrim lo, go over to him and tell him, Yigmor. Be mechazik, strengthen him to finish it. How, besides for ourselves, you see a friend who started a project. You see a friend who is going to a shir and they dropped off coming to the shir. You have a family member who is really working on, you know, starting a chesed project. They were visiting people. They were really doing great things. And they fell off because it came too tedious. It was too much work. It wasn't as exciting anymore. So comes the medrash and says, you, be a good friend. Omrim lo yigmor. Be mechazik them, help them out, give them words of encouragement, a little musr maybe, to help them out. It's not just his responsibility, but it's all of our responsibilities to make sure that people finish their mitzvos, people finish their chasadim, and all of their good projects. The Maharal asks in the Nesivos Olam, the Nesiv HaTorah and Perek Ches, what's all this about? Why is it so important to finish the mitzvah? What's the big deal? So the Maharal says, what's the purpose of mitzvos? Why do we do mitzvos? To make us shalem, to make us complete, shlemus, to make us complete people. The more mitzvahs we do, it makes us better, it builds us up, it makes our neshama greater, makes us closer to Hashem. Shlemus, to be a complete person is why we do mitzvahs. So the Maharal says, if you don't finish the mitzvah, what does that mean? I'm lacking as a human being. When I finish a mitzvah, I've made myself into a better person. Whether it was making a bracha, whether it was going to a shir, whether it's doing a chesed, whether it's, you know, staying till the end of davening, whatever it may be, when you start the mitzvah, you're making you into a better human being, into a better Eved Hashem. Shleimus, to be complete. And you don't finish it, you're lacking as a human being. You're lacking as a person. And therefore, yigmor, you have to finish it. Because you're not going to be the same person if you didn't finish it. And therefore, that's why it's so important to finish our projects, to finish our mitzvahs. As Rashi said, this is the idea of kol ha-mitzvah. You have to do all of the mitzvah, the entire mitzvah. Don't leave it off for somebody else to do. Because even Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Eved Hashem, he started a project, he didn't finish it, and he didn't get credit for it. It was only Klal Yisrael who finished the mitzvah for him. So, Hashem should give us the strength to finish our mitzvahs, to finish our projects, whether it be in the area of Avodas Hashem, in personal areas, to continue to serve Hashem with Shleimus and Simcha.